The cowboy made a grab for her reticule, but she held on to it.
"No, it's mine,"
she cried. "And now it's mine." He pulled on the reticule again, taking her arm with him.
"Ouch,"
she cried, pulling the reticule back.
"Now look, miss, I don't want to hurt you. Just let go of the bag."
The man who'd fled to the back of the train came back carrying a big cloth bag with him.
"We got the money from the safe. Let's get out of here."
"This lady won't let go of her bag. It must have a fortune in it,"
the cowboy who'd been pulling on her reticule said. Shots rang out and the men stiffened.
"It's the law," one of them shouted. "We gotta get out of here. Take the girl and hold her out in front of us for the law to see so they won't shoot at us," one of them said.
The cowboy released her reticule, picked her up, and threw her over his shoulder. The train robbers ran for the exit, kicking it open. The cowboy who'd seized her ran with her in front of him. He was clutching her by the waist, unfazed by all of her kicking and screaming. They ran with her on foot around a clump of bushes, behind which they'd hidden their horses. The cowboys mounted. The one who'd been carrying her threw her over his saddle as if she were a sack of flour.
"What'll we do with the dame?" he yelled.
"Dump her. We don't need her anymore. She'll only slow us down," one of the cowboys said. "Keep the reticule, though."
He grabbed the reticule, threw it to one of the other men, and threw Lila to the ground. That was all she knew. Her world turned black. Dan and Jack had left Selena for Hayes, traveling along the railroad since they were supposed to monitor the trains. One train had just left the station. They tried to gallop fast enough to keep up with it, but it had gained speed and left them in a puff of smoke. They trudged on at a slower pace, so as not to tire their mounts. They had a long way to go. Each of them carried a bedroll and other necessities in their saddlepacks. They'd reach Hayes sometime the following day if the weather held up. If it rained, it would slow them down as the trails would be muddy. Dan usually rode the trails to Hayes and got there in 48 hours. But riding along the tracks, he wasn't sure how much longer or shorter the trip would be. He knew there was a wooded area along the tracks a few miles up, and they'd have to leave the tracks and find the trail to Hayes. Both men reined in and glanced at each other when they saw the train had been stopped up ahead.
"Uh-oh," Dan shouted. "Let's go get 'em."
They galloped as fast as they could to reach the train. He remembered his orders not to pursue during a robbery, as the robbers would most likely shoot to kill. As they approached the train, they fired their guns in the air in an attempt to force the robbers out of the train before someone got hurt.
"There they go," Jack said. "Hey, is that a woman one of them is carrying, kicking and screaming?"
Dan set his horse to a trot. "Looks like they've taken a hostage. Maybe we should have put off firing and simply followed them. Now we've put that poor woman in harm's way."
"Here's what we'll do," Dan said. "We'll follow them at a distance so they aren't aware we're trailing them. Find out where they go and seize them there. Catch them off guard."
They were preparing to follow the men when Dan saw the woman being hurled to the ground and the men galloping away. Dan wasn't usually a swearing man, having been strictly raised by a Bible-toting mother, but a mild oath escaped his mouth.
"We can't just leave her there. Jack, you go on and follow them, but don't try to seize them. Don't let them see you either, if you can manage it. Meet me at Rosie's Eating House in Hayes tomorrow or the next day, and we'll track back to where we saw them and try to capture them unawares."
"Right," Jack said, and went off in a gallop, leaving Dan to wave the dust away from his face. When it cleared, he moved slowly over to where the woman lay. She was sprawled face down, and he could see a pool of blood near her head. He slid off his horse and approached, felt for a pulse, and let out a breath of relief. She was still alive.